From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad you're listening in to Life Change Weekend, and this is Dino Padrone chatting with you. And the weekend programs are very unique because Monday through Friday we do Bible study, and Monday through Thursday I teach a passage of the Scripture, and then we bring a guest on with us Friday to talk about some Bible passage. But on Saturdays we try to talk about what God's doing in our lives. And one of the things that all of us are interested in as Christians is, how is God leading us? Some of you are listening into the program today and you're thinking about, well, you're thinking about buying a house. Is this God's will? Some of you are thinking about, should I change this job? Should I move my family halfway across the country for some reason? Should I marry this person? Questions like that are huge in our life. And so today, I'm delighted to have one of the board members of our ministry, our foundation, with us today. He is going through a transition in his own life. I'm so glad to have Pastor Bill Snyder with us. And Pastor Bill has been a dear friend of mine for many, many years. And I thought what we could do today is talk about some of the transitions in his life and how that even right now he's going through transition. Sometimes when we make decisions, we're not sure what God wants us to do or where he wants us to go. And so often we have to just kind of follow through with what God's doing. So Pastor Bill, welcome. Glad to have you on the program today.
It's a real joy to be able to be with you, Pastor Dino.
Pastor Bill, tell us a little bit about how you came to Christ and about your background as a child.
Okay. Well, as a young boy, my mom and dad took me to church regularly. There wasn't a vote for me to go if I wanted to go or not go. So I was raised in a church that the pastor's name at that time was Dr. Clyde W. Meadows. And I don't remember a lot of him, but I do remember a number of distinctive things. Number one, he preached Christ. He even wrote a book called We Preach Christ. And so I was raised with that in my life, and it really helped me out a lot in the ministry to be able to stay focused on the right purpose, what we need in our lives, and that's the message of Jesus Christ.
He had quite a church here, I remember, Pastor Bill. It was a large church, and he was, I think it influenced a lot of pastors in the denomination, wasn't he?
Yes, it was the United Brethren in Christ denomination, and it was a very good denomination at that particular time. It was very strong, it was organized, and it was not an accident, believe me, that I was raised in that church, because I picked up on prayer. I remember as a young boy, my mother would take me into the church to prepare for her Sunday school class, and she would take me down into a room in the lower part of the church, and she pointed out to me, it's amazing that I remember this to this day. And she would say, here is where Dr. Meadows prays in this particular room. It made a great impact upon my life.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story, Bill. And it's something I think that we need in our lives with the next generation coming along as well. I remember going into the Christian bookstore in Chambersburg when I was pastoring the Open Door Church. And you met me there. I think you were working there for a while, weren't you, at that bookstore?
I was working there. I was in transition. I was in Bible school in Lynchburg, and it was the summertime, and I just wanted to work there for a short period of time. But that's where I met you for the first time. I'll never forget when you came through the door, you were chewing chewing gum. And somebody said, that is Pastor Dino Padrone. So I went over to help you, and I think you were looking at commentaries.
Yeah, I was fascinated by your passion for the Lord. You kept asking me questions, and it was a really good introduction, a wonderful time together. So you went to Bible school. That was at Thomas Road Bible Institute, I believe, right? You went
yes,
to Lynchburg
exactly.
For a while.
Dr. Harold Wilmington.
Mm-hmm, a wonderful man of God who taught his very unique way of understanding the scriptures. Now, God sometimes leads people in pastoring to one church for their life. Sometimes people have two churches. That's basically what I did. Sometimes people have several churches. And when I look at your life, you had a number of wonderful ministries, but God kind of led you from place to place. Where was the first church that you went to that you really were pastor at?
Well, I was helping you for a period of time, and I got the burden in my heart to be able to pastor. And I started to pray about that. And I remember when I was working for you in Chambersburg, I asked you, how do you prepare a sermon? Because I never had to prepare one. I was just going to Bible school. So you took me into your office and showed me a little bit about that. And then one day, it was totally a sovereign work of God. I went to the mailbox. I was living outside of Chambersburg on a small farm. And there was a handwritten letter that I could tell an older person had written it. And it was an invitation for me to possibly accept becoming a candidate at a church at a place called Guy's Mills, Pennsylvania, way up by Lake Erie. And I showed it to my dad, and I remember my dad said, Bill, it's really cold up there because it's right beside Lake Erie. And anyhow, I followed through with that, and the Lord sovereignly opened the doors for me to go to that church, and it was 3.5 years of real blessing. There was times that I was being challenged because this was my first church, but yet, in spite of that, God really blessed that church, and you remember it well, Pastor. You've been there a good number of times, and many people's lives were changed by the power of Jesus Christ, because back in those days, the emphasis was Christ and winning people to Christ. We saw a lot of people saved, a lot of people baptized.
Yeah, I remember it well, Pastor Bill. It was a very exciting church. I mean, I, to this day, remember some of the people and their names, and they had a great love for you and a love for that community. And it was a wonderful place for you to begin. It really was. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you. And Pastor Bill Snyder is with us. He's part of the Dina Padron Foundation family, as he's on the board of directors. But a dear friend of mine for many years. And we're talking about God's will in our life and how God leads us from place to place. Now, Pastor Bill, you mentioned you were there 3.5 years at Guy's Mills. What was it that led you from there?
Well, again, it was sovereign. It was a sovereign work of God, meaning that he was absolutely in control of the events of our lives and my life at that time. And there was a man that I was going to go visit up in Erie, Pennsylvania. It was about maybe 30, 40 miles from Guy's Mills. And I had met a pastor at a conference out in Chicago. And he said he was from Erie, Pennsylvania. But I forgot about that. But when I went to the hospital to visit the man, he was discharged. So I thought in my mind, well, you know, I'm here in Erie. I'm going to go see that man at that conference that I met. So I looked the address up, and I went out to the church, Pastor, and he was packing his books in his office. And he said, I just resigned last night. I heard about you. How would you like to pastor this church? At that moment, I knew it was, I never had an occasion like that in my life, but I knew that I was going to pastor that church. I went home. We just built a brand new, beautiful parsonage. My wife, she was in the kitchen. I remember she had spilled some grape juice on the floor, and she was cleaning it up. That's how detailed my memories are of this change. And I said, how would you like to move to Erie? Well, anyhow, the doors opened, and they unanimously invited me to come to that church. The church was struggling a little bit, and I went there, and I was there in that area. Well, I pastored that church for 18 years, and it was a wonderful church.
Now, Pastor Bill, let me ask you this question to help our listeners. When you went to that church, was there something in your heart that happened prior to that meeting with this gentleman? Was that just, like you said, a sovereign thing? Was there, like, in your heart at the other church at Guy's Mill, you were thinking, maybe God has something else in store, or was this just one of those one-in-a-moment things?
No, it was one of those one-in-a-moment things, because the church in Guy's Mills was doing very, very well. I mean, my oh my, it was exciting to be there. At that particular time, we were baptizing almost every single week. We had a radio broadcast, a prison ministry. This church was not like that. It was totally different. But I knew in my spirit when I was standing in the pastor's office, that God wanted me to take that church. But I was trying to help both churches out at the period of time, and then one of my deacons down in Guy's Mill said, "Pastor, you have to make a choice. You know, you can't do both churches." And they were very compliant, and the other church, that's the story. And I went there, and it was a wonderful, wonderful time for 18 years.
Yeah, 18 years is a lifetime in a lot of ways in ministry. Most pastors don't go anywhere, one place for 18 years. So what did God begin to do in your life there that caused you to consider something else?
Well, that's a great question. I remember in my spirit, I was kind of burning out. I was involved in a lot of things in the church, and I was kind of winding down emotionally at that particular time. And there was a restlessness in my heart that I could sense. Now, this is about the first time that this happened in my life, as far as reading how God works in your heart and life. And he would speak to me on certain scriptures. And one of the scriptures he used was found in the book of Philippians. "It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." And I noticed that verse. "It is God who worketh in you." And then I got a phone call from you, and you asked me, "Pastor Bill, would you consider coming down and helping me in Miami?" And I thought, wow, what a change from, you know, the country to the city. And I prayed about that, and you flew me down there, and I spent some time down there. And I was scared to death of Miami. I'm a country boy, but I remember I was fishing with a good friend of mine, and we were out in Lake Erie, and he said, "Bill, God is giving you the opportunity to move from the lake to the ocean and reaching people for Christ and stretching you." And when he said that, I knew in my spirit it was God's will. And because I had to go there to prepare to go to the next place, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And I came down there and worked with you at Newton Smith Baptist in Miami, Florida. And I learned how to work with the staff. I learned things that I had to learn before the next move of God in my life. And I think I was with you down there about 3 or 3.5 years.
Yeah, and I like the idea, Pastor, you're talking about restlessness, because there's probably people right now listening into our program, and there's a restlessness in your life. You don't know what it is. It doesn't happen a lot in our life like this, but sometimes it's God's will. It's God's sovereignty. My wife and I have even noticed this, like when we're purchasing something, every once in a while there's a restlessness. I know sometimes when I witness to people, Pastor Bill, that it's almost like God says, "No, you got to do this. You can't go away without doing this." And there's a restlessness. And do you think that's just totally sovereign? Is that the Holy Spirit? Is there scripture that has led us to do that? What is that?
Well, it's a good word. There were scriptures that really spoke to me. You know, we many of you listening may know the difference, or may not know the difference, between the Logos and the Rhema. And the Rhema is where God takes his word and lifts it off the pages for a particular situation in your life or a certain circumstance in your life. And somehow when you read it, it's like the words just illuminate off the pages and speak to your heart. And I remember very well considering moving down there. Where am I going to live? I'm not familiar with the city. But I know in my heart that God honors faith in stepping out. And I just somehow or another, it just, that restlessness turned into peace. And a scripture that God used was, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart." And I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with that. And I knew that God had to speak to my wife about that, of moving from Erie to a very secure position, going to a part of the country that I knew nothing about. And then when God used the Rhema in my heart, that brought peace. And I remember very well reading in the Old Testament of when God was leading the children of Israel, that he would tell them exactly where they were to pitch their tent. Each tribe was to pitch around the tabernacle. And here's where one tribe was to pitch their tents. And here's where another tribe was to pitch their tent. When I read that scripture, I knew that God had a house for me. And it was amazing. It God used the scriptures. He sent out his light. He sent out his word that really gave me a clear understanding, a peace in my heart. And that's what made the difference, was the absolute peace of God ruling or being the umpire in my life. I knew I had to do it because it was supernatural, that peace.
You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you with Pastor Bill Snyder. On with us today, we're talking about God's leading in our life, and we're looking at it from Pastor Bill's situation of the churches he's pastored, how God has led him from place to place, which is a beautiful story. I remember this too, Bill, with you coming down. Your wife, I believe she called me, if I remember right, and said that you had a letter in the mail from Pembroke Pines. It wasn't really intended for you, but it was from Pembroke Pines. You remember that? Tell us that.
Yeah. She told that story, I think, Sunday night in a small group in our church here. And she delivered mail, and she was asking God to confirm, is it your will, Lord, for us to be able to move to Miami? And when she went to the mailbox, there was some letters in there that were to go out. And then where you put your address, she found that the words Pembroke Pines, and that's exactly where we moved, and that's exactly where you live.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely amazing, and when she saw that, peace filled her heart, and she knew, I'm in this. You know, the scripture says, send out your light and send out your truth, and let them lead me. So the Lord took the word of God, he put a light on it, and it stood out, and God just works in many, many different ways to get us from one place to another. But it was an amazing story.
I love that story, and that's how God so often works. That was a great ministry down there, Pastor Bill. You came down. I think we had 12 pastors on the team. You were one of them. And we had 350 employees at that ministry with two Christian schools. We had, I think the years you were there, we were around close to $20 million annual budget at that church. It was an incredible ministry. A lot of people were saved. I remember you did a lot of work in getting people baptized and discipled. It was Harry Smith that was your dear friend. Was he the man that was the fisherman with you?
Yes, I remember Harry very well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, God just connects our hearts with certain people and you feel right at home.
Yeah.
And God just brings them to you. And there's a chemistry there that God puts between your hearts.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It really is. Well, Pastor Bill, I remember talking to you, and you wanted to get back into pastoring while you were there, and that's certainly understandable. When you're called to preach, you want to preach. And so, Pastor, you went back to an area that's very familiar to my heart. Where did you go to after that?
First of all, I got to tell the story that when I knew that God was leading me to be able to go back into the ministry, I wasn't sure exactly what he wanted me to do. But then my father became ill. He was out in Yuma, Arizona, and you told me to go ahead and go out to Yuma, see your dad. We thought maybe he might be dying, and indeed he did pass away. But when I went out there, Yuma, Arizona is right on the border there of Mexico and California. I went out into the mountains, and I just basically said, Lord, I don't have a clue what you want, but there's something stirring in my soul, and it is building and building and building. And I just surrendered to whatever it was. And one of the hardest things, if not the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, was to tell you that God was leading me away from the ministry there. So I resigned. I didn't have any place to go, but I knew God was in this. But I also had to leave with your blessing. And I remember, you remember in your office, I'm asking you, give me your blessing, because I won't go without your blessing. And so you gave me your blessing. And the Lord began to stir my heart, and I would walk through the neighborhoods. I resigned a perfectly good position at the church, no place to go, and God began to open up the doors in Binghamton, New York. And they asked me if I would come up and preach, and I did. And it was a difficult decision, especially for my wife, leaving the ocean, leaving Miami and all the things down here, a good job. And God opened the doors, and we were there for 14 years, Pastor, and it was a wonderful church. It was once a thriving inner city ministry, but at that particular time, because IBM had moved out of the area, it became an inner city ministry, and I didn't have a clue about the inner city, but God began to bless in that church. It was wonderful, 14 years there.
Yeah, and you had a wonderful ministry there, Pastor Bill. It was it was certainly a well-known, established church of that community for many years. And like you say, when you took it, it was transition. And a lot of churches go through transitioning and have a difficult time with it. But I remember you did a Thursday night youth group that was dynamic. You had so many good things going on there. Now, as we look at this story, Pastor Bill, it's interesting to me that God led you to places, but then there came a point where it was a little different, wasn't it? Tell us about that.
Well, when the time came to in New York that I believed that God was leading me away, and I needed some time for my wife and I just to get to know our grandchildren. Our grandchildren were down in Miami. So I resigned the church again and didn't have another church to go to, but knew that I just needed to be able to, some people would call it a sabbatical, but I took a couple years and just moved down here and get to know the grandchildren where I'm at right now in Florida, and to spend some time just praying and just getting to know my daughters. And we had a number, we had 10 grandchildren down here. And then God began to stir in my heart again. So I remember I just started to serve the Lord. We served the homeless on Saturday mornings, maybe 100, 150 homeless people with a church, a Baptist church in our community of in Pompano. And I began to work there. And then they asked me to take over Celebrate Recovery. Well, I didn't know anything about Celebrate Recovery, but I told them I wouldn't take it over, but I would serve. And so for a couple years, these were the ministries that God led me to. And I remember one day I was out serving the homeless, and the man that was in charge of that said, "Bill, I heard you were a pastor. How would you like to be in, go for internet, or not internet, but
intern
training to be able to be, what word do I want?
Intern pastor, yeah.
An interim." Mm-hmm. And anyhow, I said, "Sure." And so I went and we got that training. And after a few months, a church called me in Stuart, Florida. I remember I was in Georgia, Helen, Georgia, coming out of a coffee shop, and my phone rang, and they said, "Are you still available, and would you be interested in being an interim here at a church in Stuart?" Well, I didn't know where Stuart was, but I found out it was about 45 minutes or maybe an hour drive from where I lived. And so I came up here just with no thought of really taking the church in any shape or form. But I became the interim pastor after a period of time, and I've been here for 8 years now. And just recently, as you know, I felt led of the Lord to really just, my time was over, and I needed to be able to spend some time just getting to pray and to begin to find out what God's next plan for my life is. But I've been here for 8 years, and I think in 2 weeks will be my last Sunday here at Tropical Farms Baptist Church, a perfectly good church, doing very well. I love it, but I know that God has something more for me to do, and it might be completely different, but I have absolute peace about it, and I'm leaving the church with their blessing, and I know that God is in it. It's another step of faith. And I watched him take care of us now for two particular churches that I stepped out of and without any place to go. And God is faithful. That's the thing you have to really get down in your heart. And he took me back to every place that I've been. And he's never failed me. He's always provided for me. And it's always been exciting to live by faith, because the just shall live by faith.
Yeah, I remember, Pastor Bill, when you went to that church as the interim pastor, and I remember you called me and said, "I think the Lord wants me to take the church." And the rule was, if you're interim, you couldn't take the church, yet God worked through all of that. And Pastor Bill, we're going to be praying for you as you make this next step, because you have taught all of us to be people of faith, and that's what you're doing here, taking a step of faith. And every once in a while, we step out into the world of the unknown. And
exactly.
God has something there for us. Wonderful. So you've been listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Pastor Dina Padron, your host. So glad that you've listened in. And you've heard the story of Pastor Bill Snyder, a man of God. And when people ask me, what do you think about with Pastor Bill Snyder, I say he's a man of prayer. You mark that down. This man knows God. And I don't know of anything better that can be said about a pastor than that. And he's told the story of what God did in his life. And so look at your life today, my friend, and see what God is doing within your life. And if you're following God, believe me, it's the right thing to do. And even more than that, it is truly a life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.